Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
The Rundown is brought to you by High Noon. Kelly, you know all about High Noon, huh?
I know all about
High Noon. I feel like you are, your body is probably like 60% High Noon at this point.
Yeah, I've been saying my blood type is now High Noon.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
What flavor?
Pineapple's my number one. I would say black cherry's my number two.
Oh my goodness.
I know, people hate black cherry. I love black cherry.
Far and away the worst.
People always say that, I love it.
Watermelon, I feel like it's a bad rap. I love the watermelon.
Watermelon to me tastes like chapstick.
It tastes like watermelon, you dumb bitch. Watermelon's where it's at.
Watermelon, like artificial flavoring, doesn't taste like watermelon. Grape is the same way.
I will not stand.
I kind of feel the same.
I'm not saying it's bad either. I'm saying that it's just
natural.
Different.
It doesn't taste like a literal watermelon.
I think it all tastes delicious and natural because that's what High Noon is. It's natural flavoring. It's the it's actual fruit, it's actual vodka, and it's actual soda. And that's different from all the other seltzers that put that malt shit in there that tastes gross.
I want to be clear that I was speaking about all watermelon artificial flavors.
It's been like that
forever, but not with High Noon.
Well, I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
They have peach, lime, grapefruit, black cherry to go with the watermelon and
mango.
And pineapple, mango, passion fruit. They got a lot. Now, tropical. There's a tropical pack that has 8 new flavors that go along with all the other additional, all the original ones. Mm-hmm. It is the dominant force in the seltzer game today. So High Noon is Giannis.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there was a couple others. There was like a LeBron and whatnot. And then High Noon came along and just did it bigger, better, and classier, and looks sexier.
Not only
better.
Is it good and delicious, but the logo is.
It looks good.
The number
so
one.
The blue and yellow with the tall, skinny can great. And then like the sun.
It's so number one.
Sun sips, hashtag
so
Nooners.
And so many things that match it.
I know. You guys are on the, like, we got a little Nooner socks, basically.
Oh, yeah, look at that. See, it's like all there.
Yeah, I'll show my socks off.
Yeah,
it's our last weekend at
Sexy
our last weekend at the High Noon Shore House.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm real bummed out about it.
Are you ready to, like, go home?
I'm half and half. I would like maybe one more week to just sit on the beach and do nothing.
Yeah.
But I think the partying, I think I'm partied out. I think I've
One month is actually a good. When I used to do the summer, by the time Labor Day came around, I was like, get me the fuck out of this godforsaken town. I want to burn this place to the ground on the way out.
it's been a whole thing.
Like, I'm like sunburned by the end of it, drunk, hungover, everyone's been fighting, the house hates each other, it's like, it's time to go. Mm-hmm. But speaking of sunburn, I was playing with, my hands look like Feidelberg skin.
Yeah, why are your hands like that?
I was playing with homemade slime today.
Oh no.
That like kind of rubs off on you a little bit.
Really?
So just in case people catch that
Does
and they're
that
like,
hurt?
No.
What's homemade
it's
slime?
Red slime?
It's honestly pretty surprising. You put shaving cream, eye contact solution, a little bit of water, and something else. Mix it up and it makes like slime.
No
like
way.
Morning slime,
Did you put a color on it?
Yeah, and then we put red food coloring in.
Oh, so you got red. So
this is just something you're doing in your spare time, or you're doing with your kids?
Wouldn't that be funny if it was like, no, the kids aren't
like,
here.
It's like I was doing it at my desk. Yeah.
If anybody sees this, they're like, why are your hands looking like Feidelberg's face?
They don't look, would never have noticed them if you didn't just
Right, but someone's going to fucking find it, so let me call it out.
Okay.
All right, first topic. We'll start, we got a lot of Olympics talk, but we'll start first with OnlyFans. OnlyFans girl, she's a teacher, has a full-time job, OnlyFans on the side. Her husband, who cheats on who?
He cheated on her.
He cheated on her. Then the divorce comes, and in the process, he rats her out, being an OnlyFans girl. And so she quits her school job and then goes and becomes full-time OnlyFans and calls herself like the naughty teacher. And true to roof.
I mean, forget it.
It's like, oh, you really got me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, she didn't want to be exposed to all, like, the moms and the families and the other teachers as, like, doing basically sex work. That's grimy. But also, that's one of those things where it's almost like you probably would never make the leap yourself, but somebody does it for you, and then you're like, okay, I'll go make $150K a month.
Yeah, I mean, this man like thought, oh wow, I'm really gonna get her. Like, I'm gonna expose her. She's gonna be so embarrassed. She's gonna lose her job. Mm-hmm. You know, she's not gonna do OnlyFans. She'll be too embarrassed. Whatever. No, that is the perfect opportunity to just lean into it
and market it. And
do
all
what
that.
You need to do. Like, right. Fuck the school.
I mean,
care.
I tell you all the time to just go full time OnlyFans. Stop doing it secretly.
That's
you,
what I'm saying.
Just be full time Kelly Keegs OnlyFans. You wanna do it?
I was gonna say, how close are we to getting to a point where it doesn't matter? Like. If you are a teacher, but you also have OnlyFans, I get that we live on the internet, so we don't think OnlyFans is strange at all.
But
I understand
world,
that, like, parents at conferences who are coming and being like, our teacher does what? But, like, I think we're going to get to a point that where it doesn't matter.
Think about this. We're only, like, a few years removed. Remember, like, every year we would write a blog, some school somewhere would ban freak dancing. Remember that? They wouldn't even let the kids, like, grind. They wouldn't even play certain songs at the school dance. There are still a lot of places in America that are, like, super conservative that can't handle. Like, I teach your kid fucking chemistry, and I also, like, suck a dildo in my bedroom on OnlyFans.
Kelly brings up a good point. If you don't want your teachers to be on OnlyFans, pay the teachers more.
Right?
Right. Like, teachers get paid nothing for real. Like, they always feel... I feel bad
for
teachers in that way,
do.
Where I'm like, someone's got to do it. You couldn't pay... Right. There is no amount of money unless
they should
like,
get paid five times.
I would go in there. I'd be like, I want a raise. They say no. I'd be like, okay. Here's the deal. I'm an OnlyFans superstar. That's going to come out, and you're going to have a whole like scandal on your hands.
Yep. Right.
Do you want to pay me? Yeah. And then I'll stop doing it, or I'll keep it a secret or whatever. But if not, your girl's going public.
Yeah.
Especially now. I can't
When your family's dead, will you do it?
If my family got wiped out, I think for sure. I need to make sure I got money in the bank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But all right, let's say your family didn't get wiped out, but I don't know. Let's say somehow we can snap fingers and your family wouldn't know. Would you do it?
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Why not? Who gives a fuck? Like, I just don't care. Like,
I think you should just do it anyway.
I feel like the embarrassment factor kind of goes away. Because
it does.
You know that,
initially,
the only people that are going to look at it,
and then it's like,
but not even that. Like,
oh my God, let me cry into my fucking,
like
Gucci handkerchiefs.
Like, when Brie was looking at What's-Her-Face's, Trisha Paytas's, and everybody's, like, standing around and, like, kind of making fun of it, whatever. I know that people aren't going to, like, stand around and make fun of my shit. Like, I'll be fine. Like, it's not, I'm pretty basic, pretty generic.
Well, there's also, like, Trisha Paytas was, like, in her own words,
she was
literally
some...
a whore sucking dick on the street for like $5.
Exactly.
And then she's
like,
you might as well make
OnlyFans.
Like millions on OnlyFans.
That's what I'm saying.
So she's like, go for it. I can understand the idea where it's like, you're okay, you're not like desperate. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, in a matter of like a month, you would get over the comments and then you're making so much money.
That's what I'm saying.
So
like, who
much
cares?
Money.
So also,
much
money. I guess sometimes girls worry about like creepy guys, and same way that like porn stars do. They worry about guys coming up to them on the street and whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like with OnlyFans, it's like, you can't, they're not as recognizable.
Right.
Do you think that?
You can also do a little anonymous shit if you want.
And
they're probably mostly just guys like Glennie being like,
right, that's
I
what
love,
I'm
this is,
yeah.
I love doing this.
Right.
Yeah. I appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah,
I'm going to pay you money every single month. That was not a shot at Glennie.
Glennie's a respectful man on OnlyFans.
If I was a chick and I could have an OnlyFans full of balls, full of just ball subscribers,
just a guy who's got money to burn, he's sitting in his hot tub in his parents' backyard,
eating watermelon, checking off.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, I just
want... He's not the thumbnail today, so we can say.
Oh, yeah, right.
Exactly.
I swear to God, Kelly, if I were you, I'd be on OnlyFans.
That's what I mean. Like I said, if my family gets wiped out, sure. Otherwise, they would all kill me. Like they would murder me.
Even that though, your mom would get over it.
Here's my thought on
it. Stop buying them really lavish gifts for their birthdays.
She wouldn't get over it. I thought one time I was like, what if I did do one of those anonymous things and like told nobody? How can I promote it then?
What you need to do, I've thought about this. You need to like find like Asa, like a porn star who just be like, I saw this OnlyFans, it's super hot. You know,
all right.
All you need is one in, and we've got it.
I wish I could do it. You know.
Maybe you can.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Maybe you should be. Oh, you don't think that there's some
nice
chicks out there that watch
guys,
the luggage
shy.
Guy? You don't think the luggage guy can jerk off for girls?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't think so. I really don't.
Trenches wheels it. And he like sit. He like puts
yeah,
the thing
like,
down, opens
down
it up.
It.
And there's like a fucking.
My only
like a
problem
lube
with this. My only problem with this is if I launch it and then it fails. That's just horrible.
If it's like my OnlyFans is live and there's like three subscribers.
Because right now you guys are gasping up and I'm thinking I got dollar signs in my eyes. And then I do it and people are like,
devastating to my
ego. Or I get a ton of subscribers for 1 month and people just drop out.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I can't take that
hit. I'd be all right with that. I get a quick paycheck, like a good amount, whatever.
I need sustainable income if I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I think that's the same way. I don't know. When you first started Instagram, you only posted like certain photos, right? And now you find yourself posting a little more and like a little more like free and a little more liberal.
But
it's just gonna be like that.
But I say about Instagram all the time, like I don't know what to do on that platform.
Yeah, because we're ugly guys. Like,
right, and
like
now I'm gonna take it a step further. I'm gonna start jerking off in front of people. I don't think that's gonna go over that well.
You know?
You never know.
You never know. What you do know.
I'll think about it.
Yet you do know is the best way to get your tee time, Trent, right?
Barstool Golf Time.
Barstool Golf
Time. We got our own app. We teamed up with Supreme Golf. If you're going to play golf this summer, which you probably are going to do, use the Barstool Golf.
You're going to need Barstool Golf Time. Tee time, right? You got to do that.
You have to. It's review based, so like-minded people who use the app, they're in there. They're rating the golf courses. They're reviewing them. You can read them. It's really the best app you can have for booking tee times. Barstool Golf Time is very easy.
And this reward system with the points.
Yeah,
thank you. You get 25 points for every player that you are playing with when you book. So if you have a regular foursome, you get 100 points. And then those points go to merch discounts.
Merch discounts.
And stuff like that.
Different experiences. It's just the easiest thing that you can do. And like I said, if you're going to play golf, which you're probably going to do, why not use our app, Barstool Golf Time?
And when you, so you have the reviews to like see if it's a course you like.
Yep.
Also, if you leave the reviews, you get more points. So 25 or 50 points. You do a video review, get 50 points in that. And then you know, you become a verified reviewer. You get more points. You get more merch. You get more tee times. It's like anything else where, you know, we have those things where you put it in your browser and it gets you the discount. It's like,
you're
gonna be shopping, so you might as well use this thing for
like
the discount. You're gonna be golfing, so you might, and you have to book the tee times. You might as well use the app that's gonna reward
and
you.
And there's pictures
and
there's videos, and it's just a very sleek looking app.
Barstool
Golf
Time.
We're very proud of it.
Download
it today.
Text
all my friends about this.
Please do.
This is a really good thing. Honestly, Trent, first I'm hearing about this. I know that you guys are talking about it a little bit.
We promote it all the time.
No, all the time you do.
Here's
you do. I have never. I was like, oh yeah, they got this thing, but I don't play golf, so whatever.
Right? Why would
now,
you know?
Hearing it all laid out, great idea.
Thank you.
Wow.
That made me feel really good.
You're welcome.
You know what? You need an app like that for OnlyFans too. Like if you leave a review on my shit, you get 25 points and then you can redeem that for a special video or something. I just want to be an OnlyFans manager.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like I might thought like
you're only gonna be a consultant.
Yeah,
you gotta be.
Like here, like I'll tell you what I want to see and what I would like, you know, use this thing for. Let's do it.
When I kill my whole family, you can be my manager.
Yes, we need to slaughter them.
Yeah, yeah.
We need like a house fire.
I'll
you know?
Like I'll be like the murderer on the
thing. Yeah, there we go.
Just
you can jerk off to me. I'm the girl who set my house on fire during Christmas
everyone.
And wiped out my whole family.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell you how well that would do.
That would be
no, I know it'd be great.
Oh, you think Casey Anthony got a lot of eyeballs? The girl who's burned her fucking family down? Watch out.
Watch out.
Anyway, the Olympics. Simone dropped out. Suni Lee steps up. Wow.
Gold medal.
Gold medal. Good for her.
Talk about taking the opportunity and running with it. Mm-hmm. You know, they were all saying the right things, but Suni Lee was that chick after Simone went down. I'm sure she was like, Simone, take your time, babe. It's all good.
Oh, yeah, for
make sure.
Sure
you feel better.
Do what you need to do, girlfriend.
I'm going
to
put a gold medal around my neck.
Yep. She dominated.
Actually, she didn't dominate.
She won by a couple tenths of a point. And the chick in Brazil stepped out of bounds, which I think basically was the difference.
Yeah.
Imagine an out of bounds.
That would kill me.
We talk about that all the time at the Olympics where their whole lives are this, like the swimmers, their whole lives. And then you beat everybody in the world, and then you lose to one person by half of a second.
And that's it.
She steps out of bounds, and that's it.
Right.
It's just tough.
You know what's crazy? This is what bothered me a lot about the Simone Biles saga. The amount of people who acted like they really care or know gymnastics. Like, you watch for 2 weeks every 4 years.
Exactly.
And now you're pretending that you're mad, you know? Because when I admit that I don't know shit, because I'll watch the gymnasts, and I'm like, oh, my God, that was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And the analysts are like, Trent, that was the worst she's done in years. She's done. Her life is over.
Right.
Like, all that training down the drain because you went like this. You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
Exactly.
It's nuts what the difference can be. So Suni Lee takes home gold. Simone Biles, I think they do the individual things, like just the vault, just the beam, just the this, just the that.
Yeah.
I think she technically can still do that, but I mean, I think it would be fucking bananas to drop out of the all-arounds and then
back
in on the individuals.
It would be kind of wild if she just decided to do one more. Like, that would be pretty, people would get pretty jacked up about that.
Also, now that she said she's got the twisties, if she really does have that, she's not going to compete.
So
if that was an excuse, then you can't. Like, then you can't go out there.
That's a crazy thing. I learned about that for the first time yesterday.
Again, everybody can.
Yeah,
is that like vertigo?
The yips mixed with vertigo. So there is a mental health aspect of it where it's like your minds are not right.
Yeah.
And then what happens is you lose a sense of like where you are, and your body just has the overwhelming urge to twist when you're flipping.
Which seems incredibly dangerous as a gymnast.
Yes.
Either of you ever taken a gymnastics class? Like, have you ever tried to do gymnastics stuff?
I did it like when I was young. I remember being on a balance. On the last rundown
we did, you did a somersault.
I did a
somersault.
Oh, wow.
It's good form.
I can somersault with the best of them.
Nice.
Think I could do a fucking somersault?
Come on, let's do a
bro.
Somersault together.
What is a somersault?
Like a little roll.
Head over.
Let's do a somersault right now. All right. Dude, get the fuck out of here.
Nice. Can you do a cartwheel?
Yeah, I can do a cartwheel.
Do a cartwheel right now.
I don't. No.
Last time he was on the rundown, I said do a cartwheel, and he did a cartwheel.
If you can do any form of gymnastics, I'm remarkably impressed by you.
Yeah, and everything too.
You can do a cartwheel. You can do a somersault.
Can you do a cartwheel?
Yeah, I think so.
You can do a cartwheel? No way.
Yeah, no.
I think I can, right?
I love how slow it took you to get up there.
I feel like Dr. Evil.
When was the last time you did a cartwheel?
Last time I did a cartwheel?
Because I don't think you're going to be able to do this as well as you think. Also, don't kick those lights.
It's been years, probably. I feel like these pants are going to just...
Yeah.
Boom! Boom! It's going to explode into dust. I'm going to stand here in my boxer briefs.
You're not going to rip your pants. You're going to, like, incinerate them.
I think I got it.
Oh, boy. It doesn't look like it.
I don't feel how slick the floor is.
Yeah, wow. Big Daddy!
That's pretty good.
That was really impressive.
There was like a moment at the peak where you were like wobbling, and then gravity took over. You landed it.
My heart is pounding.
And I'm gonna tell you to do a cartwheel. You're not gonna do a cartwheel.
I got shorts on. I don't wanna.
That'll be the OnlyFans.
Yeah, this is an OnlyFans.
Save that for the behind the paywall.
This is an OnlyFans. Yeah. Behind
the naked cartwheel girl.
Yeah, exactly.
This gymnast should go fucking start OnlyFans. Oh my god, a naked
cartwheel. Nothing to me. That just made me sick. Nothing to me sounds worse than doing a naked cartwheel.
That's like Seinfeld. There's good naked and bad naked.
Right.
Yes. No, that's bad.
When they're like on the ground, like trying to clean something. It's like
no, it's horrible. It's horrible. Also, so I was like a cheerleader for 5 minutes, but we would always have to do like gymnastics classes to help with tumbling, like this. Obviously. Nowhere near the Olympics, but that feeling of trying to do it, if you aren't good at it, which I am not, I never was good at it, but you try to do it and it feels like your eyes are rolling in the back of your head.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good.
You just have to trust. You're not actually looking.
It's awful.
It's not like your eyes are looking like there's the ground. I'm going to land on it. You just know.
You're supposed to pick like a focus point like the whole way. It's so hard.
And if your mind's out of it, like there's no shot.
Forget it.
So they should have led with that.
Yeah.
Because everyone in the gymnast world goes, oh, shit, you got the twisties, then you can't be out there. And that would have been it.
Yeah.
But they went with the whole, like, I don't want to. And that became such a thing for her when she could have just said, you know what the real problem is? I'll tell you right now, gymnastics world, you got to rebrand twisties. Twisties does not sound scary enough.
No, it doesn't. They've got to call it cute.
Like, yeah, I got a case of the twisties. Like, that almost sounds like a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing extra twists.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm so twisty.
They've got to call it, you know, I've got death brain.
Yeah.
I've got, like, paralysis brain. And then everyone would be like, whoa, you can't go out there with paralysis brain. Yeah.
My mind is numb.
I kind of like twisties. Like that. I like that. I like that. I do. I like everyone's reaction to it in the gymnastics world because it's like, it's doom and gloom.
Yeah.
That made it like, because I'm with you, like, when I hear twisties, I think about ice cream.
Yeah, quite honestly. Swirly.
A swirly. But then when you see the reaction to people being like, holy shit, I like it.
Because
then it like has like a darker meaning to it.
Holy shit.
So
the twisties.
Yeah.
It could be the name of a horror movie.
Also in the Olympics, we got, we won something.
Caleb Dressel. Caleb was the next Michael Phelps.
Yeah, the next Michael Phelps is here. I mean, they say that, but no, like, he's not. He's like the next best swimmer. But he's not like gonna win 25.
I think he broke
medals,
a record.
Oh yeah, Phelps' record.
Really?
Somebody.
Phelps just had 25 medals.
He's a beast, like a timing record,
not the medal record.
Right.
Literally a beast and a monster. It's unbelievable. I've been talking nonstop this whole week about how the 2012 Olympics I think was the best one because of Phelps and Lochte.
The relays and all that shit was incredible.
It was just so many good things. Watching Michael Phelps do anything was the coolest shit of all time. Like, it was, I would stop everything I was doing. Like, that's all we would do, watch these people.
To me, like, looking back on it now, I didn't realize in the moment because they were making it look so easy.
Yes, yes.
I know that the relay was really close and, like, that was a big deal.
That was cool, like, that we were behind. And when you watch someone overtake someone in swimming and they just keep going.
It's methodic, yeah.
And the guys are slapping the water like, go, dude, go.
Yeah.
And they go bananas. It was awesome.
So fun.
But we haven't been paying attention. I'm sure it's equally as awesome this guy Caleb is doing it.
For sure.
Paying attention because it's not like on the Phelps level yet, but I'm sure he's out there killing it. So shout out to him.
I saw you got emotional talking to his family. That was
right. That's the big thing, making the rounds, FaceTimed with his family.
That's sweet.
Because that's awesome.
Oh, imagine, I could cry thinking about that.
Yeah, you put like your whole life, your parents like take you to the pool and push you, and you like gave up everything for this, and then it was like okay, it was worth it.
Well, and also his was. It looked like when he started to like cry. It seemed like the family's reaction was like, oh, he doesn't cry very much.
Yeah.
And they're like, holy shit, this actually means a lot.
Yeah.
I also think, you know why I would be crying? I'd be like, I'm never going to get in the pool again. I'm fucking done.
I'm never going to practice ever again. I don't have to do it anymore.
Like, all I want to do is do cannonballs in a pool.
Yeah.
Fucking butterfly.
I just want to hang out.
We all look at a pool like, oh my God, I love a pool.
They're like,
you get
fuck
in, you splash around.
You know what I was very surprised with? The Alaskan assassin, the 17-year-old who won?
Yeah.
She was just gobbling up water.
She's nuts.
She finished it, and she was looking up at the score. They're just spitting it out. It's like, I know they're like live in the pool, so like a fish basically.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like in their mouth, but it's like, that's chlorine water.
It's crazy.
She's no, spitting it out.
These people are nuts, I'm telling you. These people are nuts. They're, you know, they're hashtag build different. Like, yeah. They're crazy.
Definitely.
They're really
also
crazy.
In the Olympics, we got the Australian kayaker, I think, who used one of the Olympic condoms that they so famously give out to like fix her kayak. I guess like plug a hole or connect something that needs to be connected, and went on to win. So shout out to those condoms. That's the only way those condoms are being used. Yeah. No one's using them for fucking because it's 2021.
Everybody's
and,
so nervous.
But thank God she, you know, had some fucking MacGyver skills and
I didn't hear anything about this. Is there a video of that? Of her
she
like,
did a TikTok,
I would like to see it. Yeah, I would like to see like a
Australian.
I mean, it makes sense if it was MacGyver, because it's like a probably sealed something, right? That's like
yeah. It says a member of her team did a carbon mixture before stretching the rubber over the end to keep it in place.
A carbon mixture? I don't know what that means. Is this something that's common?
Oh, I see. So there's like some shit at the end of it, so they put that stuff on it, and that like seals
holy
it in place.
Holy shit.
Wow.
So this was like intentional ahead of time. I thought this was like in the moment she was like, oh, I was going to use this later to fuck that guy from the Ethiopian team, but I'm going to strap this up.
Yeah, yeah, I got to find something to keep it in.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's amazing. Do we know what brand of condoms it is?
I think they're like the Olympic brand. Like it's like their
own
thing.
Do they have
thing.
Their own brand? I was going to say, whoever's it is.
Yeah, they should be like, Trojan will win you a gold medal.
Yeah, I say literally.
That, if you were like that's a sex insane. Ed class, you got to be doing this now. Like,
of course.
Use condoms. You'll win medals. Like,
right, exactly. But, like, use condoms
look,
for
like,
all
look,
the time.
Look, it's so safe. It can like seal a kayak. It can seal your dick up.
Can win you a gold medal.
God.
That kayak ain't getting any chlamydia. I'll tell you that much.
You know what I think they should do? They should do Scared Straight for. You know how they do Scared Straight? They bring people to gyms and stuff.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, gyms. Jails. Things like that. I feel like they should do Scared Straight, but for like pregnancy and STDs. Like they should make you somehow feel
like,
an eight month
pregnant woman.
Yeah, yeah. Either that, or either that, or like, I don't know, simulate some kind of.
They have that,
some kind
that
of
thing that you strap
STD.
To your belly and it like.
We
gives
did that on Lower the Bar.
But that's for.
Oh, so you want to simulate
childbirth? No. I want to simulate like, hey man, if you get a girl pregnant and you don't want to deal with it, like this is what's gonna happen, like that kind of shit, or STDs in general.
They should make
like,
you walk around with like no money. They take all your money away.
Yeah.
And you don't get to sleep at all every night. There's someone just banging pots and
that's
pans
what I'm
in
saying.
Your head.
Like something
like,
that actually will scare
sleep.
People into using condoms.
Right. I'm out already.
Yeah.
You're just explaining it. I'm fucking out already.
Put that condom on.
They used to show us pictures of like STDs.
Really?
Yeah, but the pictures, like, I don't know.
They were pretty bad.
Maybe you need to do. Here's an idea. I just had this in my head.
Okay.
Maybe as all the kids in like high school, we gotta wait till they're in high school because they're a little bit older. They have to go and they have to get like really intense, like horror film makeup that looks like herpes or chlamydia or like whatever on your body.
On your dick.
And you gotta walk around with it and like go on a date with it and worry about it and like,
like
worry about having
dick.
To like expose
and it looks
how
just
it
like
looks
a mangled.
And be like, that's what it'll look like.
You know? Oh, that's not a bad idea. Like, but also that includes
that's
doing
intense.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. You have to do makeup on a 15-year-old boy's dick.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You gotta wait till they're older. You gotta wait till they're like
18. Okay, you have to do makeup on an 18-year-old boy's dick.
At what age is that acceptable?
Yeah.
At what age are you down to do some makeup on a dick?
It doesn't have to be on their dick. They can wear. They can have like a like one of those thongs.
Like a prosthetic.
Like a movie thongs, you know.
Okay.
And then it can be around there. We'll figure it out. We'll iron out the details.
I don't know if
that's
gonna be the school budget.
We'll iron out the details.
We'll workshop that shit.
It needs to be a Scared Straight version, but for STDs and pregnancy.
Okay. I think the kid thing's easy because you just see like you a kid like on an airplane. You're like, I'm out already.
Yeah, that's true. Just like there's you're Scared Straight. Listen to this thing,
it's
man.
It's somehow not scary enough.
I saw a TikTok, one of those things. It was like, what's something that you're supposed to really love, but you find annoying? And this guy just quickly goes, and flashes it to his kid.
That's
scary. Kids. They're the worst.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Any other Olympic? No, that was it.
No.
Was there anything else? Trista got her 1-year ban.
Did you have any MLB trade deadline thoughts?
Oh, yeah, MLB trade deadline. Joey Gallo.
Yeah, I'm dying to get into this.
Yeah, come on. Kelly, that's why Kelly's here.
I know Rizzo and Bryant are out of the lineup for the Cubs. Baez is not. Baez said that he wants to play again with Lindor, Kelly.
Not Francisco Lindor.
Yeah! There you go, girl! She knows.
Frank
Let's go!
About that.
She knows.
Frank talks to me about Francisco Lindor every day.
My favorite thing in the world. That's
all
hilarious.
Right, all of Kelly's takes are Frank the Tank's
they're
takes.
Frank the Tank, yeah. Actually, they are. It's Francisco
I'm gonna hear
Lindor
Kelly be
and
like,
I know
well,
Wally Pippen.
Their offense is very feeble.
Yeah,
No, when Kelly, like 2 years ago, said, I don't want to get Wally pipped. And I like fell off my chair.
I stole that story from you.
I was like,
I learned that from you somewhere along the line. I was like, I'm going to remember that. That it's going to come in handy and it's going to impress
some people. Michael Canofor. Just on your desk, muttering under her breath.
Oh, yeah, man. It'll come out of nowhere. Yeah, people don't, I don't want people to know that. Like, Frank sits here and then like right across a little cubicle, basically, a little caddy corner. There's Kelly.
There's
so
me,
Frank's
yeah.
just and yelling and crying,
he's always
eating his hat.
And he always wants somebody to like complain to, yeah. and I always happen to be there. So I'm like, Frank, tell me all about it. Like, what's going
unload
on?
Unload him, man.
He'll pull me over in the hallway to tell me about it. He'll be like, again, Frank's like, Lindor. And I'm like, God, Frank, what are we doing
fucking
here?
Lindor.
I love to think of like Frank does that and finishes it up, and then Kelly's like, Frank, can you believe this person on The Bachelor? Yeah. This fucking guy saying he's a virgin? I don't know. And Frank's just like, okay, girl, let it
on. No, he likes it. I will start bringing that up. We talk about cherry blossoms all the time. He's always telling me to go see the cherry blossoms.
Cherry blossoms.
Yes, he knows I like them.
See, these are the behind-the-scenes things that people don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Frank and Kelly talking cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that area over there. You never know what's going to happen.
Exactly, yeah.
Know. It's a mishmash. Barstool Sports, you never fucking know. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it for the rundown. Yeah. See you next week.